From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Korach, Giving In. If we look at the story of the terrible rebellion by Korach and his friends against Moshe and Aaron and against God, we find that Moshe shows this tremendous quality of giving in. Moshe thought, you know what, let me try to talk to some of the people. The people who Moshe tried to talk to, Datan and Aviram, they said, no, we're not coming to talk to you. Why? So they got caught up on a procedural question. In other words, there was a debate going on. They were claiming that Moshe and Aaron had seized too much of the power. It was a power grab. Of course, it was from God, but that's how they looked at it. And Moshe was trying to defend his honor and the honor of God. So they were discussing, and really, there was nothing to discuss. I mean, it's God against these people. But nonetheless, Moshe called these folks to try to talk to them. And from here, the Gemara derives a very important principle. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, 110a. Amar Rav, famous Amora from Babylonia, Rav said, Kol ha-machzik machlokes over b'lav. Anybody who keeps and holds a feud, you violate the Torah. Because the Torah says, V'lo yeh k'korach. We're not supposed to be like Korach. What does it mean not to be like Korach? You can't keep a feud going. Now, is that a real law? That if somebody is involved in a feud and there's a way to defuse it, and he says, no, I'm not coming, I'm not, then do you really violate a Torah law? Well, the Rambam says, no, that's not a real law. We're not going to count that as one of the 613 mitzvot. The Ramban says, hey, Rambam, you skipped another mitzvah. That should be one of the 613. Not so much that anyone who maintains a feud violates Torah. Rather, you're not allowed to make a feud against kahuna, against being a Kohen. If anyone questions the institution of Kohen, after all, it's not fair. Why should they be a Kohen? You want to be a Kohen. Your grandmother wants to be a Kohen. Whatever it is, then that is a feud that's a Torah violation, according to Ramban. But, and how did Moshe show that he was not going to be machzik machlokes? He wasn't going to keep that feud going. He says, look, let's talk. Couldn't talk to Korach, he was beyond reproof. But he thought maybe some of the other leaders, Datan and Aviram, some of the commentators say that they must have been very important. So he thought, let me talk to them. Maybe we can talk some sense into them. What do they say? You're going to boss us around? It's not enough. He took us out of a land flowing with milk and honey to take us to the middle of the desert. But on top of that, you tease Starrell, you want to be an officer, you want to take authority over us. That's ridiculous. We're not going to let you have that authority. Here was an effort by Moshe to bridge the gap. And what did they do? They got caught up on procedural questions. We find this also with Pinchas and Yiftach. Jephthah had said that his daughter would be given to God, and he needed to annul his vow. But he says, what? I'm going to go to the Kohen Gadol, to Pinchas. Pinchas should come to me. And Pinchas says, no, Yiftach should come to me. So nobody came to anybody, and the poor woman, she went off into the hills, and who knows what happened to her. So you can't get caught up on procedural matters. Aaron was very big on this, according to the Avos Reb Nassan, in the commentary on the Pirkei Avos from the early period. It says there that Aaron understood this, that people get caught up on procedure. So he would say to two people who are in a feud, you know, the other guy really wants to make up with you, but you know, he just can't do it. So that way, each side would not get caught up on, you know, well, why doesn't he come to apologize to me? Aaron would claim that each one was trying to make peace with the other. It was a little bit of a fib, but this way, that people wouldn't get hung up on, you know, keeping the feud going just because of some procedural question. Now, this idea that you can't be so harsh, you gotta bend a little bit, is exemplified perhaps by the notion of the Bnei Korach. The children of Korach, after all, in the end, the children of Korach were great psalmers. They were great musicians, and many of the psalms begin with the notion of the sons of Korach. In the book of Devarim Yamim, it explains how David set aside these sons of Korach, particularly as a Levitic family that would be in charge of music and instruments. So What does that show? That even though Korach was such a difficult fellow, but there's always hope. Don't think that you're stuck in this feud that his children forevermore. It's a symbol that things can turn around. Don't worry about it. Now, in terms of in general, let's say you're in a feud with somebody and maybe you have a good reason. Maybe someone offended you. So sometimes they come to you and they want you to forgive them. But you don't want to give in because after all, they were wrong. They were speaking against the Torah. They offended your mother. I mean, there's a lot of things that people could do to you which would make you feel very indignant about, you know, ever giving in. So the Rambam talks about this in the Laws of Tshuva. And he says that, you know, if you offended someone, you need to go and ask for forgiveness. If not, you go again and again, a third time. But after the three times, you say, look, I did as much as I can. If it's your Rebbe, and he's really indignant about it, you may have to go 1,000 times to try to ameliorate the situation. He says that zeshelo machal hu achoite. If your friend offended you in some terrible way, let's say it was a religious offense, a personal offense, but if you ask for forgiveness three times in a very sincere and serious way, then if he fails, she fails to accept the apology, then is the victim who becomes the perpetrator. The victim becomes a sinner. The victim, in other words, the original victim of the perpetrated offense, refuses to acknowledge, to give in. So then the perpetrator has done his or her share. But the victim is now the sinner because the victim should have given in. Now, there is an idea that there are some things that are so bad that you don't have to forgive. But the Rambam doesn't really say that. The Rambam says, "Asu lo miyosach zari." A person should not be cruel, v'lo yispayis, and he shouldn't be, and not to give in, not to feel appeased. No, ela nehinoach lirtzos v'kosh alichos. He quotes from Pirkei Avos, the Ethics of Fathers, that you should be easy to appease, and it should be hard to get you mad, and put you in a permanent state of anger. Shoshim Vakes, he says, as long as the person is asking in a sincere way, you should really try to give in, because that's the way of the Jewish people. Feliba Manachon, he says, we don't try to take revenge. Someone did something wrong to you, so you might want to stick with it because you're sort of bearing the grudge. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's the way of the Jewish people. We don't do that. It's the Rambam views certain interpersonal characteristics as fundamental to what it means to be a Jew, and this is one of them. So not to be like Korach, turns out, is a fundamental kind of thing. Giving in is really a fundamental thing. When Datan and Aviram refused to give in, it showed that there was something very seriously wrong about the essence of their Judaism. But Moshe wasn't like that. Even though they had offended him and God, he was willing to try to lower himself and to try to talk to Datan Aviram and try to defuse the situation. That's the way we're supposed to be. Lo yaka Korach adato. We cannot be like Korach. If, God forbid, we get in a feud, we need to try to defuse it, we need to try to get out of it, we need to try to ameliorate the situation, and because ultimately, Kol Yisrael Chavirim, ultimately, all of Israel are supposed to be relatives, friends, all part of one body. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elmeth Congregation for a discussion of Parshat Korach. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.